The Great Discourse on the Six Sense Fields, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anatha Pindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Mendicants, venerable sir, they replied. The Buddha said this, mendicants, I shall teach you the great discourse on the six sense fields. Listen and pay close attention, I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this, mendicants, when you don't truly know and see the eye, sights, eye consciousness, eye contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by eye contact, you're aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives aroused like this, fettered, confused, concentrating on gratification, accumulates the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, grows. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever grow, and they experience physical and mental suffering. When you don't truly know and see the ear, sounds, ear consciousness, ear contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by ear contact, you're aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives aroused like this, fettered, confused, concentrating on gratification, accumulates the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, grows. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever grow, and they experience physical and mental suffering. When you don't truly know and see the nose, smells, nose consciousness, nose contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by nose contact, you're aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives aroused like this, fettered, confused, concentrating on gratification, accumulates the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, grows. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever grow, and they experience physical and mental suffering. When you don't truly know and see the tongue, tastes, tongue consciousness, tongue contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by tongue contact, you're aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives aroused like this, fettered, confused, concentrating on gratification, accumulates the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, grows. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever grow, and they experience physical and mental suffering. When you don't truly know and see the body, body consciousness, body contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by body contact, you're aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives aroused like this, fettered, confused, concentrating on gratification, accumulates the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, grows. Their physical and mental stress, torment and fever grow, and they experience physical and mental suffering. When you don't truly know and see the mind, thoughts, mind consciousness, mind contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful or neutral that arises conditioned by mind contact, you're aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives aroused like this, fettered, confused, concentrating on gratification, accumulates the 5 grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, grows. Their physical and mental stress, torment and fever grow, and they experience physical and mental suffering. When you do truly know and see the eye, sights, eye consciousness, eye contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by eye contact, you're not aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives unaroused like this, unfettered, unconfused, concentrating on drawbacks, disperses the 5 grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, is given up. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever are given up. And they experience physical and mental pleasure. The view of such a person is right view. Their intention is right intention. Their effort is right effort. Their mindfulness is right mindfulness, and their immersion is right immersion. But their actions of body and speech have already been fully purified before. So this noble eightfold path is developed to perfection. When the noble eightfold path is developed, the following are developed to perfection. The 4 kinds of mindfulness meditation, the 4 right efforts, the 4 bases of psychic power, the 5 faculties, the 5 powers, and the 7 awakening factors. And these 2 qualities proceed in conjunction, serenity and discernment. They completely understand by direct knowledge those things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. They give up by direct knowledge those things that should be given up by direct knowledge. They develop by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. They realize by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge? You should say, the 5 grasping aggregates. That is, form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. These are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge? Ignorance and craving to be reborn. These are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge? Serenity and discernment. These are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge? Knowledge and freedom. These are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When you truly know and see the ear, sounds, ear consciousness, ear contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful or neutral that arises conditioned by ear contact, you're not aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives unaroused like this, unfettered, unconfused, concentrating on drawbacks, disperses the 5 grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, is given up. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever are given up, and they experience physical and mental pleasure. The view of such a person is right view. Their intention is right intention. Their effort is right effort. Their mindfulness is right mindfulness. And their immersion is right immersion. But their actions of body and speech have already been fully purified before. So this noble eightfold path is developed to perfection. When the noble eightfold path is developed, the following are developed to perfection: the four kinds of mindfulness meditation, the four right efforts, the four bases of psychic power, the five faculties, the five powers, and the seven awakening factors. And these two qualities proceed in conjunction: serenity and discernment. They completely understand by direct knowledge those things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. They give up by direct knowledge those things that should be given up by direct knowledge. They develop by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. They realize by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge? You should say, the five grasping aggregates, that is, form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. These are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge? Ignorance and craving to be reborn. These are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge? Serenity and discernment. These are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge? Knowledge and freedom. These are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When you do truly know and see the nose, smells, nose consciousness, nose contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by nose contact, you're not aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives unaroused like this, unfettered, unconfused, concentrating on drawbacks, disperses the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, is given up. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever are given up. And they experience physical and mental pleasure. The view of such a person is right view. Their intention is right intention. Their effort is right effort. Their mindfulness is right mindfulness. And their immersion is right immersion. But their actions of body and speech have already been fully purified before. So this noble eightfold path is developed to perfection. When the noble eightfold path is developed, the following are developed to perfection: the four kinds of mindfulness meditation, the four right efforts, the four bases of psychic power, the five faculties, the five powers, and the seven awakening factors. And these two qualities proceed in conjunction: serenity and discernment. They completely understand by direct knowledge those things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. They give up by direct knowledge those things that should be given up by direct knowledge. They develop by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. They realize by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge? You should say the five grasping aggregates, that is, form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. These are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge? Ignorance and craving to be reborn. These are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge? Serenity and discernment. These are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge? Knowledge and freedom. These are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When you do truly know and see the tongue, tastes, tongue consciousness, tongue contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by tongue contact, you're not aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives unaroused like this, unfettered, unconfused, concentrating on drawbacks, disperses the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, is given up. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever are given up. And they experience physical and mental pleasure. The view of such a person is right view. Their intention is right intention. Their effort is right effort. Their mindfulness is right mindfulness. And their immersion is right immersion. But their actions of body and speech have already been fully purified before. So this Noble Eightfold Path is developed to perfection. When the Noble Eightfold Path is developed, the following are developed to perfection. The four kinds of mindfulness meditation, the four right efforts, the four bases of psychic power, the five faculties, the five powers, and the seven awakening factors. And these two qualities proceed in conjunction, serenity and discernment. They completely understand by direct knowledge those things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. They give up by direct knowledge those things that should be given up by direct knowledge. They develop by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. They realize by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge? You should say the five grasping aggregates, that is, form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. These are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge? Ignorance and craving to be reborn. These are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge? Serenity and discernment. These are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge? Knowledge and freedom. These are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When you do truly know and see the body, body consciousness, body contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by body contact, you're not aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives unaroused like this, unfettered, unconfused, concentrating on drawbacks, disperses the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, is given up. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever are given up, and they experience physical and mental pleasure. The view of such a person is right view. Their intention is right intention. Their effort is right effort. Their mindfulness is right mindfulness. And their immersion is right immersion. But their actions of body and speech have already been fully purified before. So this Noble Eightfold Path is developed to perfection. When the Noble Eightfold Path is developed, the following are developed to perfection. The four kinds of mindfulness meditation, the four right efforts, the four bases of psychic power, the five faculties, the five powers, and the seven awakening factors. And these two qualities proceed in conjunction, serenity and discernment. They completely understand by direct knowledge those things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. They give up by direct knowledge those things that should be given up by direct knowledge. They develop by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. They realize by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge? You should say, the five grasping aggregates, that is, form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. These are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge? Ignorance and craving to be reborn. These are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge? Serenity and discernment. These are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge? Knowledge and freedom. These are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When you do truly know and see the mind, thoughts, mind consciousness, mind contact, and what is felt as pleasant, painful, or neutral that arises conditioned by mind contact, you are not aroused by desire for these things. Someone who lives unaroused like this, unfettered, unconfused, concentrating on drawbacks, disperses the five grasping aggregates for themselves in the future. And their craving, which leads to future rebirth, mixed up with relishing and greed, looking for enjoyment in various different realms, is given up. Their physical and mental stress, torment, and fever are given up, and they experience physical and mental pleasure. The view of such a person is right view. Their intention is right intention. Their effort is right effort. Their mindfulness is right mindfulness. And their immersion is right immersion. But their actions of body and speech have already been fully purified before. So this Noble Eightfold Path is developed to perfection. When the Noble Eightfold Path is developed, the following are developed to perfection. The four kinds of mindfulness meditation, the four right efforts, the four bases of psychic power, the five faculties, the five powers, and the seven awakening factors. And these two qualities proceed in conjunction, serenity and discernment. They completely understand by direct knowledge those things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. They give up by direct knowledge those things that should be given up by direct knowledge. They develop by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. They realize by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge? You should say the five grasping aggregates, that is, form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. These are the things that should be completely understood by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge? Ignorance and craving to be reborn. These are the things that should be given up by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge? Serenity and discernment. These are the things that should be developed by direct knowledge. And what are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge? Knowledge and freedom. These are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, the mendicants were happy with what the Buddha said.